Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you're running for president or vice president, right, some of the highest office in the land, you do not need to resign. That's the way I see it as current law is written, but the clarification is in this delete all.
So this is the resign to run proposal being run and as part of the election reform package, SB 7050 on the Senate side in Tallahassee. Travis Hudson, Senator Hudson, explaining that I don't think we actually need to pass this. Remember, this has kind of been an open question of whether DeSantis can declare for president without having to resign his office or not. The resign to run law restricts certain. There's kind of a disagreement, apparently, an uncertainty, an ambiguity in the law for whether he would have to resign in order to run for president or not. And so they're just going to do some cleanup language on the Senate side. The House side, it's kind of interesting. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But Tina Scott Polsky, Democrat.
Okay, let's be honest. The governor of 23 million people is going to spend a year and a half going around this entire huge country and not govern the state. Isn't that a dereliction of duty? And we are giving him the pathway to do so.
I mean, it's a fair question. You know, how much governing can you do when you're running for president? And I think the answer is, well, you know, other people manage to do it, and so will we. And if you've got a good lieutenant governor and if you've got a, you know, good House and a good Senate, you've got good staff, you know, if you can do your work by Zoom, maybe he can too. I mean, you know, how much does he have to actually be in Tallahassee for? Well, when there's a disaster, he needs to go there. And when there's a fundraiser in California, he's going to go there. I mean, that's the way I see it. And this is just the nature of the reality when you run for a federal office like this. Travis Hudson, in response.
What I would say is me, and it's probably me being a little selfish here, if for some reason the governor is not going to win the president of the United States, I think he's done a great job as our governor, and I think he should stay here as our governor.
Which is the cost, right? We don't want to have to lose good leaders because they want to also run for a next higher office. But the flip side, by the way, the argument in favor of resign to run, at least as I understand it, part of the argument is that when you know that you're going to run for that next office, like he's obviously just gotten elected governor, reelected governor, and now he's going to declare for president, we all expect coming up within the next month, okay? And so he's going to be spending a lot of that, you know, first half of his second term campaigning and running for president. And if he winds up getting elected, then he'll be the president. He won't be the governor anymore. And so we will have gotten, I don't know, let's throw a percentage on it. We will have gotten one quarter of the workload we elected. Right. You were electing him for 4 years for a full workload and you got, you know, half a workload for 2 years. I'm just making up a number. And that seems unfair to the voters who might have chosen to elect somebody else. Well, of course, we had all these things in hand. We knew in advance this was all likely. So this is baked into the election results. But the theory is behind resign to run is that when somebody leaves office and then, you know, either somebody has to get appointed to replace them before you can do a special election, the voters miss out on the chance to pick. Okay, that's the downside. On the other hand, as Michelle Salzman told us last hour, she's working on the House side of this, which is going to clean up the language, but also answer Jason Pizzo's question from yesterday. Senator Pizzo, a Democrat, said,
"You're doing this for one guy. You should do it for 160. That's the amendment. A vote of no, a nay.
120 Senate or 120 House, 40 Senate.
Is a vote against common sense. We have reached the tipping point of silliness."
So he says, look, if you're going to do this resign to run for federal office for the governor, why not do it for everybody in the state, including senators and representatives? And her answer is, okay. I mean, so that's the bill they're running on the House side, is to actually make it so that if you run for, you know, U.S. Congress, House or Senate, that same thing. If you run for federal office, that you wouldn't have to resign your state Senate or state House position. Which, again, that makes sense to me. I think she said we're only one of four states that have any resign to run laws to begin with, which I think is a fascinating kind of, you know, wow, I didn't realize it was that rare. I'd never heard of resign to run before I moved here. You know, and I've lived a lot of places. So that was a new one to me. 816 on News Radio 92.3. Do you think people ought to be required to resign to run because of the loss of time, distraction, loss of office? Or do you think it makes more sense to just say, hey, you're in this office, and a lot of times in politics you move up or move sideways or something, and that we shouldn't have to lose people just because they don't win those elections? 437-1620, weather is getting pretty rough right now. Northwest corner of Escambia County is the place we're most concerned about. Northern Mobile, you know, has a weather advisory from the National Weather Service. The whole area generally is expecting rain, particularly some wind, possibly hail today. So this is not a good day for you to be, you know, just, you know, randomly out in the weather. It is definitely going to be rough out there for the next couple of hours. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And lots going on. Certainly drive with caution. And of course, we've gotten notes to make sure you have your lights on so that others can see you, and not just your front lights, like your brake lights. That's why you want your lights on, so that others can see you in this heavy rain that we're expecting. Fairfield from W Street eastbound is backed up, broke down. It looks like there's a car broken down in the left lane at Pace. So caution there. Blue Angel Parkway was backed up. It looks like, Blue Angel Parkway is backed up northbound. That is south of Lillian. 98, though, near Lillian. That area is cleared up. And Highway 90, it's not stopped near the airport in Milton, but it is stop and go with what seems to be a manhunt underway. So it's a little backed up westbound in that area, but again, not stopped, just slow.
I did get a note, by the way. I talked to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and asked them if they could give us any more information, mm-hmm. and the answer was not yet at this time. So it's still under investigation.
And Tall Ships, we'd been talking about this just a little earlier. I just want you to know there's a meeting at 10 o'clock. I know it's not traffic, but that they're talking about what they're going to do. It's with the Coast Guard to see, of course, about the arrival with the impending bad weather possible. So we'll know more after 10, and David will have more for you then. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a couple of texts in here. Thanks so much, Candy. A couple of texts in here. One is that any governor who becomes president is such a tremendous windfall for his or her state. And I think the carrying out of that argument would say, you know, worth more if we get, you know, one quarter of in governorship, well worth more than the remaining three quarters in terms of benefit to the state as president. Sure, agreed about that. Somebody else texted in, said, we should want good leaders to expand their leadership, hurting our state and nation to keep them from it by penalizing them with resign to run. And then somebody else said, hey, it is Ron DeSantis. He gets more done in 2 years than most get done in 4 years. Like that. That's appropriate.
I know, right?
819 on News Radio.
I wanted to read that too, but I was doing traffic.
That's a good one. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about buying or selling a home? Christina Leavenworth, she's just fantastic at this. Her team is fantastic at this. They pushed 230 homes plus across last year because, you know, I mean, that's, think about that. That's like 20 a month that they're doing, and sometimes more than that. In fact, they're on pace already this year for that or more. They've got 36 sold in the first quarter, 29 more under contract. This is as of about 2 weeks ago. And the reason I mention that is because, you know, you might be thinking about other people that you want to have as your realtor, and that's fine. Look, go with who you want to go with. You know, you're an adult. Make a good decision. Just keep this in mind. There are 3,000 realtors on the MLS licensed to sell homes in this area, and 1,600 of them sold no homes in the first quarter. Because most realtors sell 0, 1, maybe 2 in a year. It just, that kind of is. Just that's the way that it is. Only 20 sold more than 20, and 7 sold more than 30. And like I said, she had 36 plus 29 more under contract. So really, part of the question for me, if I were selling a home, and for you if you are, is, you know, do I want somebody where this is the one home they're going to sell this year? Or do I want somebody who does it, you know, 200 plus times a year and really knows what they're doing? You know, you make a decision. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's today at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
Well, gentlemen, you have my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. Just a little more time could open closing doors.
Disney just upped the ante in its fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The most magical place on earth is now suing DeSantis and other officials, alleging that a retaliation campaign was, quote, orchestrated at every step by Governor DeSantis as punishment for Disney's protected speech.
Yeah, so what's the theme for the governor?
So if you love
or maybe it's a theme for Disney. I don't know which. It's kind of a both, you know, right? We're in the middle of a human-sourced rain event. Can I say it that way? Is that a safe way to say that
on
the air?
It is, yeah.
All right.
I love it when I'm not involved in this drama.
So the legislature and Governor DeSantis last year work on the parental rights bill, what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill. It'll only go through K through 3. Of course, this year it's pushed up to 12 or 8, depending on which version of the changes you look at. Then Disney says, I don't like that bill. And, you know, DeSantis says, stop it, you woke corporation. You don't have, oh, look, you have a special government district. I think we can take that away. Didn't realize you had that. And Disney says, how dare you? We'll vote last minute as we're changing our board for yours to give all that power back to corporate. You know, sort of undoing what the legislature does. And DeSantis says, like hell you will. We're going to come Chinese inspection your monorail system, and we're going to maybe build a jail outside of your, you know, just, you know, next to your operation. Okay, well, fine. We'll sue you. Oh, and we're also going to try to pass a law that says you can't have done what you did, because retroactively it would prevent things like that within 3 months of any major governmental action. Are we all caught up now? Government, Disney is now suing. It's like a 5-prong lawsuit against DeSantis and the state of Florida for infringement of free speech rights. Because, listen, I like the governor. It doesn't mean the governor always makes good decisions. Nobody can look at this objectively and think that this is just purely a discovery that a special legislative district operates and we really ought to get rid of it. Come on. You know, we're going to inspect your monorails. Oh, suddenly, weird, interest. I mean, like, nobody can think that. So this absolutely has all of the look of political retaliation. Now, does that mean that they're going to win the lawsuit? I don't know. But this is clearly a political fight. Clearly. Anybody who disputes that is lying or just doesn't know what's going on. 825 on News Radio 92.3. We'll get to David Wayne in the newsroom in a second. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
Still slow on Fairfield from W Street eastbound after a car is broke down in the left-hand lane. That's at Pace Boulevard. Blue Angel Parkway backed up northbound. This is south of Lilly. And, of course, and Highway 90 near the airport in Milton. And we mentioned this a little earlier. It seems to be a manhunt underway. We don't have all the details, although they'll certainly let us know later. So it's not backed up, but very, very slow and go. And that is westbound, certainly. Watch out for wind speeds today. We're getting reports to that, and of course we'll be covering off on the weather all morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Definitely raining here. We've got, you know, weather advisories from National Weather Service of Mobile, and actually it's kind of interesting, on their Twitter page they've got a note that because Twitter is now limiting automated tweets, as a result the account no longer has automated watches, warnings, or advisories. So you got to kind of, that's a major problem. It's their pinned tweet, so they're going to try to keep everything up, but, you know, it doesn't automatically happen. But, you know, right now we've got a marine advisory for, it's right up to the water line, the border of Escambia County on the west side, middle of the area. And then you've also got stuff in the northwest corner of Escambia County and, you know, like Baldwin and Pritchard and all that. I'm looking at a video from Southern Mississippi. This is Stone County, Mississippi this morning, where the ground is covered in hail. Like, it looks like, I mean, it's covered in hail. It's I don't know, an inch deep. So there's that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The civil suit accusing former President Trump of battery, defamation, and rape continuing today in Manhattan. E. Jean Carroll accusing Trump of raping her in a department store in the late 90s, then defaming her when she came forward with the allegations. Trump has consistently denied the claims. A drug that's widely used to treat type 2 diabetes is on track to be approved for weight loss. Eli Lilly, the company that makes Mounjaro, said today that FDA approval could come by the end of the year. Apparently, studies have shown that obese people without diabetes that use the drug experienced weight loss as high as 21%. And the Border Patrol's job might be getting harder. There's an expected surge of immigration on the border when Title 42 ends. There's now a move in Congress to give Border Patrol agents a pay raise. If I can get, apparently the audio isn't going to work, but Congressman Tony Gonzalez filed a bill that would give the Border Patrol a 14% raise. Reports show there's tens of thousands of asylum seekers ready to cross when Title 42 ends next month.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And I feel you, brother, when the computer won't cooperate. Do I understand? 828 here on News Radio 92.3. NAS Pensacola yesterday announced that we would have two additional weekends available in May to go on the base. And here are the key things to recognize about this, if you ask me. And since you're listening, I guess you are. It's May 4th through the 7th and May 11th through the 14th. So what do we notice there? Four-day week ends, not just 2 days, right? So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in both cases. Second of all, it's consecutive weekends, right? We're no longer just doing one weekend here and there. So this will be the fourth and fifth weekends from the entire year. We had one back in the summer. Then we had one in February, And then one we just had, and now we immediately got the announcement of having two more on back-to-back weekends, and it's expanded to 4 days. So it's expanded to 4 days. Here's the one key thing to notice about this. Not Blue Angels practice days, not yet. Like, they're not going Saturday through Tuesday or Wednesday. Typically, the Blues don't fly on Monday. On Thursday, they're transitioning to their show site, and Friday, they're at their show site. So that's why the practices are always Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Not open those days yet. And here's my theory. Okay, my theory is when they are sure that the weekday accommodations and the weekend accommodations, they've got that down, then they will open for the full access. I think next step here is 7 days. And they might try it for a week just to make sure, you know, gently roll it out. Because think of how long the process has been to get to this point with the Navy, with Big Navy, to allow this, right? So they don't want to screw it up. They want to go piece by piece and make sure they've got everything in place. But my expectation would be, based on no questions I've asked the skipper or anything like that. I actually asked to see if we could get the skipper on today, and he was busy doing something else. But my own personal expectation would be that possibly even for the week following, but there might be a gap week just to make sure, I would think that maybe in May we could start to see full week access. Based on the progression, I didn't even think it'd be this fast, but if we're going to 4 days on two consecutive weekends in May, that's what I think. Rules are still the same. No felons, no guns, no alcohol, no drugs, no coolers, you know, behave. But again, I think the last stage in all of this is opening it up for the Tuesday, Wednesday Blue Angels practices, because obviously that's a huge draw. And they are smart enough to know that that will be the next big piece of this, where they're going to maybe have different conditions because of the scope and size of the crowd that are going to attend. So stay tuned. We'll see. Same thing. Stay tuned for news about the tall ships based on the weather. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
The Crawfish Festival coming up this weekend. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The economy grew more slowly in the first quarter of the year, 1.1%, according to the Commerce Department. That's weaker than most economists expected.
We were looking for a gain of 2% for the first quarter of GDP. The fourth quarter, 2.6%. Overall, for 2022, we had an annual GDP rate of 2.1% for the entire year.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. An accused classified military secrets leaker has a detention hearing today.
Federal prosecutors are expected to ask a judge to keep 21-year-old Jack Teixeira behind bars while he awaits trial on espionage charges and that releasing him would be a national security risk. Investigators are still trying to find out if the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman kept any physical or digital copies of the highly classified military documents.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers to share his attorneys in a court filing say that he should be released. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 73 degrees, rain all across the area. Again, that severe thunderstorm watch in effect across the whole area. I guess that means you can watch out the window as the storms roll through. Some of the heaviest rain we're seeing right now looks like, of course, there's rain all across the area. A little bit lighter rain through most of the area. Heavier rain around Ensley area, all the way over through the airport right now. Also, some heavy rain around Milton, pushing up towards Milton. Seeing some heavy rain over around Flomaton, Atmore. A big, ugly red blob in Bay Minette. Wouldn't want to be there. But it is 73 right now. We'll have more on our weather in just a couple of minutes with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3's forecast as well. Two pedestrians, an adult and a child, were taken to the hospital after a hit-and-run crash on North Pace Boulevard yesterday. That happened at the intersection with West Avery Street about 4 o'clock. So far, no update on their condition. The Florida Highway Patrol is looking for the driver of a black sedan after the crash. And if you have any information, contact FHP. You can get a hold of them by dialing *347 on your phone. A Pensacola man is going to spend 30 years behind bars for making threats to a local high school.
On February 23rd, Freeman Lindsay was found guilty of two counts of written or electronic threats to kill, do bodily injury, conduct a mass shooting, or conduct an act of terrorism. The charges stemmed from text messages and both public posts and private messages on Facebook where he threatened to, quote, shoot Washington High School up back in February of 2022.
And that's News Radio's Joe Ford reporting there. Also, the state attorney's office says an Escambia County man is going to spend 25 years in state prison for trafficking in fentanyl. April of 2021, an FHP trooper pulled over Ryan Snodgrass for driving with a suspended license during a traffic stop. A canine alerted on the vehicle, and officers found 56 grams of fentanyl under the driver's seat. February 17th of this year, Snodgrass was found guilty in court. He was sentenced to a total of 30 years in prison for that. The Escambia School District's got a deadline that's fast approaching to reach an agreement with Charter Schools USA over Warrington Middle School. There's going to be a special school board meeting tomorrow morning to decide how they move forward.
You're probably not going to like everything in the contract, but we also have to look at what our options are at this point. And again, Superintendent, I know that you came before this board and we talked about that this was the option. This was going to be the option to turn around Warrington Middle, and we need to do that.
And that was State Board of Education Chair Ben Gibson from April 19th. The Escambia School District leaders have been critical over the length of time it took Charter Schools USA to provide details for their proposal. They've also been tied up over a series of items that Charter School USA wants, including making Warrington Middle School a unzoned K through 12 school after 3 years into the deal. Again, the school district having a meeting tomorrow morning to decide how to move forward on that contract. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, of course, you do want to watch out for the heavy wind speeds in the area. We had a text saying maybe 35 miles per hour. And of course, we're watching that because they may close bridges if that happens. That's not happened yet. But we are expecting a lot of rain, as you know. And David mentioned the thunderstorm watch where you can just watch it out the window. And certainly we'll keep on top of the big weather about all the way through this afternoon. Fairfield from W Street eastbound is a little slow after a car has broken down in the left-hand lane at Pace Boulevard. Blue Angel Parkway is backed up northbound south of Lilly, and that may start clearing up now. Highway 90 near Airport in Milton, it was at a standstill. Now just a little slow. As I understand, there's a manhunt underway, so backed up a little bit westbound, but not stop and go, just a little bit slow, and certainly we'll have more on that from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Department a little later. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms as we go into the afternoon and evening. Weather alert day is a few storms could be strong, high near 75. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Some isolated showers still possible on Friday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
All right, and taking a look again at the ThreatNet radar, our latest information here. Looks like some very heavy rain up by Bay Minette. Atmore seeing some heavy rain. Light rain all across the area. Definitely all across the area right now. And we'll be watching this throughout the afternoon. There could be some severe storms today from what we're hearing. There could be hail and things like that. So we'll be watching that all day. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9 when Christy and Darren from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli join and talk about what all they carry, what are the perfect meats to grill, and pair with some of the wines they carry. Call in with your questions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 with Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And your money now. The market's opening up this morning. The Dow is up 138.96 at 33,440.83. S&P 500 up 29.83 at 4,085.82. NASDAQ up 55.19 at 11,854.35. The U.S. 10-year bond rate is up at 3.5%. Gold price is down today, though, 1,998. Make that 1,988.30. Silver price is also down at 24.86. The latest GDP report showing economic growth slowing as Americans are dealing with higher interest rates, fears of a recession. New numbers from the Bureau of Economic Analysis show the gross domestic product increased at a rate of just over 1% in the first quarter of this year versus the 2% forecast, which reflects an increase in consumer spending. About 230,000 people filing for first-time jobless claims last week, which is fewer than analysts predicted. Figures out today from the Labor Department show it's a decrease of 16,000 claims from the week before. The House approving Speaker McCarthy's bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. That bill passed yesterday. It includes pairing a package of spending cuts with $1.5 trillion increase. It also limits the growth of federal spending to 1% annually. Democrats calling on Republicans to raise the debt ceiling without those conditions to avoid a default. It's 8:40. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, let me just warn you in advance. I guess more it's a warning for me, but I'm going to plow right through it. I don't mind. This is one that's likely to get me in marital trouble. Okay? Just saying, because this is actually inspired by a very minor marital dispute that I had with my wife. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah. You look so apprehensive. I'm already on her side, but yeah.
So when my wife and I go biking, a lot of times we have the DQ app for Dairy Queen. Okay, yeah. And they'll have some special, you know, like last weekend was a small blizzard for 85 cents, which is a steal.
That's true.
You know, so we went and got blizzards.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah, so we're on the bike ride. We're getting, you know, we're going to be having dinner, whatever, when we get home. I'm cooking because I'm a cook. And she wants the blizzard. So we go in and get the blizzard. Okay, before the meal. So this is my question for you, 437-1620. When is the right time to eat dessert? Is it immediately after the meal? Is it well after the meal? Is it before the meal? Is it anytime you done well, please? When is the right time to eat dessert? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, do you have a dessert timing preference?
Okay, well, I married a diabetic, so I pretty much just eat dessert whenever I'm here.
Secretly whenever he's not watching.
Work. I mean,
okay.
I do. Remember, I was bringing in raw cookie dough?
You cheat on your husband with the sweets.
And not movies or other people. No, I don't know. I would say after dinner, just because that's how we're trained. But if it's a blizzard and you're at DQ, you got to eat it while it's fresh. It's different if you put it in the freezer.
So
it's different.
I will say, my body doesn't like having the sweets on an empty stomach. Like, I'm much more comfortable having it after I've eaten the meal. Which, by the way, this is another dispute between my wife and I. Related, same topic. She likes to have the meal and then wait until later to have the dessert. I'm a eat the meal, eat the dessert. Because the dessert is the reward. The dessert is, you know, like, you did good eating those vegetables and steak. You know, go on now. You eat your dessert. That's how I do it. She says, well, I'm full after I eat. I want to be able to enjoy it, which is later. I can see the merit.
Okay, she's got the best point. I mean, I'm always going to take Danny's side over yours anyway, but
that's
that is a great
a point.
That's my problem at the melting pot, too. Which is
diminishing
amazing.
Returns.
Well, no, but just because it's like all this great food, and you're like, oh, I can't move. Here's chocolate. All right.
It's just a wafer-thin mint.
I know. I think of that every time. That's a Monty Python sketch, and the guy gets sick after eating the wafer-thin mint after eating everything. I know I'm spoiling it
for you.
Did you
just candy-splain Monty Python?
No, but just in case anybody does, it's just a wafer-thin mint. Just what I think every time I do that. It's like, but I'll still do it, man. I have gotten sick and went back to eating.
Let's take a look at some of these tags, 437-1620, 437-1620. One person near their answer to the question is, the right time to eat dessert is now.
Yes.
Nice. Somebody else says the right time to eat dessert is whenever you want it. 437-1620. Somebody says life is short. Eat dessert first. Those people always worry me. Not because I think they're wrong, but because I think
it's like a henny penny and you're not saving money. Oh,
yeah. I mean, and you know what? What view of the world are you looking at that leads you in this direction?
You never know if you're just gonna die.
I know, but like, is that the way we govern our life? You know, I may die. Why bother having auto insurance? You know, like, I can't live my life that way.
It's chocolate,
look at me,
Andrew.
Being an adult. 437-1620. Somebody says, whenever you like it, or general consensus is when it's okay. Preferably after a meal. I agree. I'm more comfortable after a meal. Somebody here says, wow, you can afford steak. Aw, thank you. Periodically on discount. Somebody here says, let's see, always save room for dessert and eat it after dinner. Ooh, I will say this. So I'm a leftovers guy. I'll take the leftovers home. But I have never premeditated dessert room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I don't approach the world that way. But I know as a waiter, when I used to be a waiter for a long time, you always tell people, hey, save room for dessert. We're coming by with the dessert tray later. People always look at you. This is always cracking me up working at the Olive Garden. Like, you know, here I am. We've just stuffed you with as much pasta as it's legally possible to put on a plate. Would you like some cheesecake too? Sure. I'm totally a glutton. Serve me up. You know, like, and people always look at you like
absolutely.
It's crazy. So I understand that as well. All right, Candy, do we have a consensus? No consensus.
Everybody said eat dessert first, quite literally. Everybody that texted in. Okay. And no, I can't afford the melting pot like all the time, so it's not like,
The way, when it comes to weather right now, we're in just a little bit of a gap period in the bad weather in Escambia County. Basically, southern half of the county is mostly clear at the moment. Might be a little bit of light rain where you're at. I know it is here personally, but a lot of it is relatively clear. But that's all going to change. It's going to stay wet. It's going to stay possibly intense throughout the day. Maybe, I say maybe, Mississippi definitely got some hail. There's rotation on a storm in the northwest, not quite into Escambia County, but it's like, that's not Baldwin County still, is it? Up in that area, Saraland area. Anyway, so just be aware that the weather today is going to be, you know, relatively frightful. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Here's a few accidents to watch out for, and I'm not showing a roadblock at these places. Highway 98, Lunetta Street in Navarre, accident, use caution. Jackson and North W Street on the west side, and North Old Corryfield Road and Chiefs Way on the west side, also showing an accident with no roadblock. Scenic Highway and Baybrook Drive showing an accident with no roadblock. Fairfield slow from W eastbound because of an accident and a car that has broken down in the left-hand lane at Pace Boulevard. Blue Angel Parkway backed up northbound south of Lillian. Looks like that is clearing up there. And then Highway 90 near the airport in Milton has what seems to be a manhunt underway. It was stopped a little earlier. It was backed up westbound. Now it's just very slow in that area. And certainly we'll have more on that for you. There was a meeting. The Jacko's viewing party at Jacko's has been canceled for Tall Ships as we wait to hear details from the captain's meeting with the Coast Guard this afternoon and how to proceed. That captain's meeting, by the way, is happening at 10 a.m. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Couple of follow-up texts here. Somebody says, no, after dinner for the dessert. Somebody says, before or after the meal is fine. The only firm answer is always get your dessert first when at a church dinner on the ground.
Okay, that's accurate.
Yeah. That's right. Get
I
the
love
good
church
stuff first.
Dinners,
there will
yeah.
always be fried chicken. There will always be plenty of fried chicken, and there will always be plenty of pasta salad. No worries. Somebody here says, Andrew, why do you have the DQ app? If you don't want the dessert till after dinner, then don't check the app until after dinner.
No. Yeah, that's a perfect
sure.
point.
Mr. Smarty Pants, whatever. And finally, somebody here says,
sorry, Mr. Pot was calling you black as a kettle, sir. Yeah, but go ahead, Smarty Pants.
You know, Andrew talks about the ability to buy steak, but you'll notice he left out the ability to afford eggs. Oh, no, I have a source. 4-3.
No, you don't. You don't have an egg source.
No. I do, actually, Andy Marlette, but that's periodically, so.
You know the cartoonist for the PNJ sells you eggs?
Not anymore. Yeah, he's got a farm. He's got eggs. He brought in eggs last time we had him on the rep. It was really cool.
Oh, I've
you
never
know,
met him in person.
Farm fresh eggs, I've orange and
loved
pure
him from
purple
afar
and green
for
or whatever.
Years and
so,
years.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
Just FYI. 8:49 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, Tall Ships, we're still waiting on an announcement coming later on today about what the accommodations will be. Hopefully having it, just a question of when. Dixon Dub 2023 is happening. That's going to be this weekend tomorrow at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Great fundraiser for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. Tickets at newsradio923.com. Hogfest is this weekend Saturday. $100 tickets, good for two people and an entry to draw down for a new Harley. Every child, a reader, Escambia, Pathways for Change are the beneficiaries at Harley Davidson Pensacola on Saturday. And the Crawfish Festival is going to be this weekend, so get your crawfish on. 2023 Crawfish Festival tomorrow through Sunday in Seville Square and Fountain Park. And you can get involved in the crawfish eating contest. I can't ever win those. I'm way too methodical of a crawfish eater, but I will eat them. I do like them. And the leftovers go in your etouffee. 8:49 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Home Outlet has the new quality in-stock products you need to keep your project on time and the prices to keep you on budget. Refresh your bath with the Denmark Solid White Vanity, including a marble top and 3-inch backsplash, just $214 each. Add a Geneva freestanding bathtub, value priced at $899 each. Visit your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet for the guaranteed lowest price on the products you need to reimagine your bath space, or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Finally, monsieur, a wafer-thin mint.
Bah.
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one.
I'm full.
Oh, sir. It's only a wafer-thin.
I got music in my soul. I got music.
A proposed bill in California would create an alert system for missing black women and kids. This is in addition to the alert system for missing white women and kids, the news.
Oh, wow. That's, wow. Yeah, it's hard to argue. Funny, painful, true, sadly. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got weather in the area, as you know, rain, possible hail. That's the kind of thing that we're looking at. Certainly Mississippi got a bunch of it earlier this morning. What else do we have going on? Oh, a couple of interesting stories that have come out of Alabama, of all places. Yeah, pay attention, Alabama, when it's worthwhile. And one of them is that in Alabama, they are a couple of bills that are working on. One would be a switch on your cell phone, basically, where it comes with built-in porn blockers, and it comes off, but you can toggle it on. And so what most people don't. But the idea is that there is a bill that Chris Seal of Greenville has been running for years that is finally looking like it might pass and get made into law, which requires cell phone sellers in Alabama to toggle that on as a default as a way to help protect kids from porn, because the kids can't figure out how to toggle it off. I mean, I'm not sure what this would mean, but it doesn't seem like it would necessarily accomplish an awful lot, but that is a bill that's working its way through Alabama legislature. There's another very interesting one that they are working on, banning smoking or vaping in a vehicle carrying passengers 14 or younger in Alabama. So you would not be allowed to smoke or vape if you drive through Alabama and you have minor children 14 or under. Fine of up to $100. Secondary violation only, not a primary violation. So you can't get pulled over for it. But if you do get pulled over for something else, then, that could be a ticket given to you. $100 penalty. Rolanda Hollis of Birmingham, a Democrat, says she's sponsoring it for 6 years. And what I think is the fascinating part about this story, kind of buried in paragraph 8, is she got the idea to sponsor this bill. You ready? After she had difficulty breathing, having gotten into and immediately out of a truck where the person was smoking in the truck. The truck owned by her husband.
No way. Yeah, but you don't smoke. I don't either.
I don't smoke.
I'm sure you have. You walk into a place where there's smoke like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, smoke doesn't so much bother me. It's the ashtray smell. That makes me gag.
It's gross.
And having worked as a bartender,
the
for a little while.
That is nasty.
Anyway, she says, I jumped up in his truck. He's a smoker. I couldn't breathe. And I was thinking, I can get out. I can leave. But what about a kid? Kids don't have the ability to leave. So that passed the Senate 30-0 on Tuesday. The House already passed it back on April 4th, 84-15. So And she hasn't heard anyone from her district that would be opposed to the bill. So she says she's been determined to bring it back every year until it passes and her husband leaves her. So, that part's not true. But yeah, that'll probably get signed into law, so it won't be legal to drive and smoke in a car or vape in a car with minor children 14 or under in Alabama. I have another Alabama story here as well. This one's just kind of one of those, what? So there's a, in SEMS, is it SEMS or SEM?
It's SEMS.
It's SEMS. Okay. In SEMS, Alabama, the police are looking for somebody who's accused of breaking into a church. He apparently didn't go through a door, didn't go through a window. He went through an AC unit. So he climbed through the hole of the AC unit, and he fell through the ceiling into the pulpit, and they've got very grainy video, I guess, or something, but they don't have good evidence. They don't know who it is, and the church is like, well, we're, you know, not sure about if we want to prosecute, if we want to help him and figure out what was going on. He didn't steal anything, but he just kind of has been sheltering there, apparently, and, you know, might return or whatever. So, yeah, he breaks in through the ceiling to get into the church, which to me reminds me of the old Bible story. Look, man from heaven. Nobody? No, nobody? No Old Testament? Jews in the wilderness.
Dude, I grew up Catholic. I don't really know the Bible very well.
Somebody who's got their Sunday school on is laughing. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
My in-laws already hate me. So they are Baptist. As we take a look at our roads, they don't hate me. We're watching Fairfield from W eastbound is a little slow after a car had broken down to the left lane at Pace Boulevard. Highway 90 near Airport in Milton. There seems to be a manhunt underway. We talked to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office earlier. It is not backed up, just a little slow westbound. Highway 98, Lunetta Street, Navarre. Accident with no roadblock, but use caution. Same with Jackson at W Street. Old Quarry Field at Chiefs Way, also no roadblock, but an accident seen in Kiway at Baybrook Drive, showing an accident with no roadblock. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And again, the viewing party at Jacko's has been canceled for tall ships as we wait to hear details from the captain's meeting with the Coast Guard at 10, and we'll find out how to proceed.
Should I have told that story in the style of President Obama? Look. Man from heaven.
That's a great Obama impression.
Still, there's still people who are like, I don't get the joke. That's fine. It's fine. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. The Air Force is looking at a delay on its new T-7 training jets because the old aircraft, the T-38s, they continue to have problems. This isn't really so much our issue because it's jet training, not prop training, which is what we do at Whiting. I mean, we do jet training on the backseaters for the T-45s, the Goshawks at NAS Pensacola, but this is definitely an issue for the Air Force because they have had major issues with the T-38s. Lots and lots and lots of mishaps. People have died. It's really kind of bad, and you know the reason that they're upgrading to the new one. But they're looking at about a 2-year delay now on getting everything put together so they can have that. And a weird, like one of those sort of woke kind of cancel stories, but it's so minor that it barely rises to my awareness. Nintendo is changing the name, or has changed the name, even in the Super Mario Brothers movie, for a character from the Mario universe that's offensive. But the character's name is Blackie, which is, I mean, it comes from his black mustache. It doesn't come from anything, or black beard or whatever. But the funny thing is they've changed it to Spike, and I asked my kids, who are all super into all the Mario stuff, and they're like, I never heard of him. Some minor character in the Mario universe. They've changed his name from the offensive racist Blackie, to which it wasn't meant that way, but that's how people hear it, to Spike. So if you ever notice, now you know. Time for
Future News.
All right, NAS Pensacola, how close are we to, you know, full access 7 days a week?
Close?
Yeah, with doing 2 back-to-back 4-day weekends, I think that's the next step thereafter. And honestly, I'm starting to be optimistic that it might happen even in May, if not June. Tonight at the City Council, Pensacola is going to be talking about the Pickleball Warehouse 4. Are they going to approve that?
No.
Oh, interesting. There is some opposition in the community. We'll see. I think that one's
going to
be a big
fight. I
mean,
I hope so, but I don't think so.
Skateboarding, taking off the prohibition, that's going to be taken off, I've been told, by City Council Executive. That's it. We're out of time.
All right.
Listen around for Pep Talk. It's up next. Thanks for listening.